107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate in the studio. It's a pleasure today to have John Yunt, community musician. How are you, John?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me. It's great to see you again. I've seen you at quite a few events during the summer. We were bumping into each other all the time with music events in Stratford. So it's good to have you in the studio to talk about open mic nights at Job Site Brewing. You are the man behind the open mic nights.
I am, yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about how the open mic nights started at Job Site Brewing.
Yeah, for sure. So it was back in 2019 when I was still a university student. And I've always been a musician around town, at least for the last decade or so. And I actually applied for a government grant, a student government grant program called Summer Company.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wanted to create more music opportunities around town, whether it's for my band or for local musicians. And I made a little bit of a game plan on what different things I could do. And I reached out to Job Site and we started an open mic night in 2019. And we've been going pretty steady from there on in. And we had a little break in there, but we've been back at it since 2021 on Thursdays.
Yes, every other Thursday. All of the open mic nights so far up until June are scheduled on our community calendar at mystratfordnow.com. So you can find them all there, and you can also find them on your music page, John Music.
Yeah, I guess it's, we talked about this before, it's Johan Music,
and right.
I go by both names. It's confusing, but yeah, they're also on Job Site's website, the online sign-up forms. And it's 15-minute slots. Slots are scheduled from 5:45 until 8 p.m. And we're pretty lenient, though. And if anybody ever wants to play an extra song, we can let them do that, as we can technically play music until around 8:30. So we've got a little bit of wiggle room there.
And it's a really great way for up-and-coming local musicians to get their stuff out there and, you know, kind of show off what they have.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people come by and they play original music, and it's a good setting to test out a new song. And I've seen bands form through open mic night.
Oh, that's awesome.
And jam buddies form through open mic night. So it's been very cool to see people get more comfortable and put themselves out there.
Absolutely. It's so fun. And also, you mentioned your band, of course, Small Town Strip Club. No big deal. Just one of Stratford's biggest bands. So you guys have been doing really well. I mean, one of your songs is featured as the theme of that one hockey podcast.
Yeah.
Right? We're Spittin' Chiclets?
Our song Cheap Shot's the intro music for the hockey podcast Spittin' Chiclets.
That's so cool. How did that come to be?
Well, we had the song Cheap Shot already written, and it's always been in the back of my mind that it's kind of like an upbeat song that could almost be featured as like a song with a montage of like hockey highlights.
Absolutely. Like, yeah,
it had that kind of vibe. And then in the springtime, I listened to the Spittin' Chiclets podcast, and they mentioned in one of their episodes that they would be open to new intro music because they just had kind of royalty-free rock as their current music. Yeah, so then I told the band that we should consider bringing Cheap Shot to the studio and curating a little bit of a pitch to get it on their radar and see if they'd be interested in having it as their intro music. And here we are a few months later, half a year later, and it happened. I think it debuted around the start of December, and yeah, it's been really cool. A lot of new eyes and new ears on the band, so it's been an exciting opportunity for us.
That's awesome. That's so cool. And speaking of new opportunities, you guys are going on a tour very soon?
Yeah, this is breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I've got my little book here, and yeah, because I would forget, but we're starting the tour in Guelph, going to Toronto, Waterloo, Ellora.
Ooh.
We've got a hometown show in Stratford at Revival House.
Oh boy, that's a great venue.
Yeah, we're excited for that. We've never played there, actually.
Oh man, it's so beautiful in there.
Yeah, it's awesome. Hamilton, Welland, London, and then an asterisk because we might be adding a couple dates in the mix too. We just have to solidify details.
Amazing. Yeah. So when is that starting up?
This Thursday.
Oh boy, like yeah. Right away.
Yeah, we're in Guelph. I'm actually a University of Guelph alumni. And
amazing.
Yeah, and it's kind of suiting that our first show is an after party for their homecoming hockey game called the Frosty Mug.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're playing a Frosty Mug after party with a band called Hot Fudge Sunday. They're a bunch of Guelph locals.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it should be really fun.
That is really cool. That is so awesome. You guys have big things coming up.
Yeah.
It's very exciting with Small Town Strip Club. Where can we find you on social media, on Spotify?
Yeah, everything's everywhere. Just Small Town Strip Club on social media. It's one word. And we just launched a website finally.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Okay.
And that's stscmusic.com.
Awesome.
And you can find all the tour dates and ticket links on our website or attached to our social media too.
So convenient. Yeah. Everything in one place. That's for amazing. Sure. Well, thank you so much, John, for coming in and, you know, just giving us a little taste of what you're up to. John Yunt, community musician. And you are in school for music too.
I'm in school for community music.
Amazing.
Yeah,
what sure. do you learn in community music classes?
That's the funny thing. We all joke about how it's pretty ambiguous, but pretty much just how to facilitate events, how awesome. To spread the word about opportunities, and how to just be a community leader in your local music scene.
That's amazing. And yeah. I mean, that's exactly what Stratford needs, right?
For sure. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.